Now, before we go to the news, we are well used to the legend, the image of swarms of marauders from Scandinavia all arriving by longboat, aren't we? Well, the modern horde of Norsemen, it appears, prefers a different form of travel. Specifically, a chartered aircraft from Stockholm Airport. 100 Swedish invaders landed in the Isle of Man yesterday afternoon, overcoming thick mist to turn up in support of one of their motor racing gods. I was there at Ronald's Way to greet them, Swedish phrasebook in hand.
Välkommen.
Thank you.
Dag heter du.
Jag heter Jan-Åke Siljeström. Jag kallas för Silja.
And you speak English. That's a plus, because that's too. All the Swedish I know.
Yeah, okay. It's good enough.
So welcome. Welcome to the Isle of Man.
Thank you. It's the 12th time for me.
The 12th time over here?
Yeah. I was here the first time 1970. So it will be a 50 years jubilee in 2 years.
And it's changed a lot since you were first here.
Yeah, a lot. At that time we came by boat. It was a steamboat. And the motorbikes were on deck, on top of the deck.
So tell us how you got here this time, because it wasn't by ferry, was it?
No. This time we arrived by our chartered airplane with 100 seats.
100 people, 100 Swedes invade the Isle of Man on a chartered plane, because this isn't the first time you've done that, is it?
No, this is the fourth time we are coming with the airplane. The first time we had the group travel was 50 persons in a bus, and that was 2012, I believe.
And you've all come in support of, well, Bjorn Gunnarsson.
Yes, we do. And he is a motorcycle policeman in Sweden. And he's educating motorcycle policemen. So he's very talented.
But for 2 weeks every year, he comes to the Isle of Man to drive faster than any other Swede.
Yeah.
So you're all turning out, he's racing for Sweden this year again.
Yeah, he's racing for Sweden. It's written on our T-shirts. You can't see it because it's radio, but it's written there.
And how long are you staying on the Isle of Man for?
10 nights.
10 nights, and then flying home on the plane again?
Yeah.
Great stuff. And you're staying in Douglas?
We are staying on the Douglas Promenade in Hotel Trevelyan.
Brilliant. A good hotel. And what's your favourite thing about the TT?
The speeds and the sounds.
The sounds. You can't beat. What about the smells?
Yeah, but the smells are not as they used to be with the Kestrel R. Earlier on,
the good old Castrol. Yeah,
the good old vegetabilian oil.
And do you have children, grandchildren?
No, I'm bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A biker at heart.
Biker at heart. Yeah.
Great.
And I was here as a professional mechanic, 1971, as a mechanic for a friend of mine who raced in the 250 and 125 races. So, but the first time I was here, I came by motorbike. 1970.
Wonderful. And have you ever been tempted to race yourself?
No, but I've been traveling around the course for at least 50 laps through the years.
Well, look, enjoy your stay. Have a great time here. Stay safe.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And adieu.
Yeah, adieu.
Okay, well, it's fair to say Celia's English is better than my Swedish, but there you go. For anyone wondering, that track is Sabaton with their interpretation of Sweden's national anthem, Du Gamla Du Fria. Plenty more to come, as ever, after the news at 8 o'clock, which we'll go to now. Stay tuned.